Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Note to Self. Before I jump into today's episode, I would love to invite you into the Quantum Accelerator. This is 5 days of free coaching that Lo and Zoe are offering inside of a Telegram group. So this is going to be on November 21st to the 23rd at 11 a.m. Eastern. But if you can't catch the live recordings, the live calls that we're doing inside Telegram, then the replays will be available. And what's great about the replays on Telegram is that it's so convenient to just listen to them on your phone. You don't have to sit down and, let's say, watch a video. You can even speed it up to 2x if you want to. And in this training, our intention is to bring forth the teachings, the learnings, the energetic practices, and awareness required to expedite the arrival of your deepest desires. So it's going to be all about manifesting, and what better time than as we're coming to the end of the year and about to embark on a brand new year to start to anchor in our desires and have them be made manifest faster than we could ever imagine. And manifestation is the topic of today's episode. I'm going to be talking to you specifically about how a calm nervous system is a magnet for manifestations and miracles. And this is something that I wish I knew a long time ago. I mean, of course, our journeys are all divine timing and perfect the way that they are. But I know for Zoe personally, young Zoe, she suffered a lot. I suffered a lot with anxiety. I used to put myself into the future and create a lot of fears, a lot of assumptions. I would be scared about what is to come in some ways, even though I was excited about all the opportunities. There were parts of me that used to feel very anxious. And I'm speaking as anxiety into the future because anxiety is perpetuated when we are putting ourselves into the future. Stress is a place of the past, but really the most beautiful, powerful place for us to be is the present moment, because all that really exists is the now. But of course, easier said than done. It's part of the human experience to recognize and get to that place of the present moment and do our best to stay anchored in our hearts and remain there. But today, like I said, we're talking about manifestation. And what I found in my journey was that the more that I have been able to access a state of relaxation in my body, the easier I'm able to receive my desires at an accelerated rate. And at a space where I feel like my desires or my manifestations, let's say, come into my life and they aren't something that I interrupt, I sabotage, and they leave. Like, let's say, for example, if it's integrating a next level of income for yourself. There were times in the past where, as an entrepreneur, of course, there's, you know, sometimes seasons or months that are really high in revenue and others are low. I used to have a lot of anxiety when I couldn't maintain consistency. So for example, let's say 1 month I had a 20K month and then the next month was a 10K month. I would make that mean a whole lot of things about my future and put myself into a state of anxiety. And what I didn't know at that time was that anxiety is a call to tend to our nervous systems. Because where the mind is overthinking, the heart is asking for healing. The body is asking for healing. So I actually have an episode on this podcast, which I'll link below, which is simple tips to heal the nervous system. I haven't listened to that one probably since I created it, but I know that it's actually one of my top episodes on this podcast. So check it out if you haven't. But what I do when I find my nervous system, let's say, acting up, or I notice that my body is holding tension, because tension is who we think we should be, and relaxation is actually who we are. Relaxation puts us into a state of flow, puts us into a state of relaxed receptivity, is I ask myself, what do I need? What does Zoe need in this moment to come back to a place of relaxation? And this could be an array of different things. It could be using tools such as journaling. Every morning I wake up and I write a letter to God just about how I'm feeling. And sometimes when I find my nervous system acting up, like not feeling regulated, not feeling safe, not feeling calm, I'll write a letter to God or even literally talk to God out loud. And I find that that always helps me. Other tools that might be helpful that I personally use are tapping, or I'll sit in meditation and I'll just allow myself to sink into the feeling. I'll follow it all the way down. I'll breathe into it, into my body. And what I found is that it begins to alchemize those feelings. If you start to stop making them mean something and you drop into the body, breathe into those places of tension, you will find that you're actually able to release them. Sometimes emotions might come up. I personally yawn a lot when I'm releasing energy that might be stagnant or not feeling very good. Another thing that I do when I notice myself not relaxing is I will just come back to some teachings that stick with me around allowing energies to pass through. Like what Dr. Joe says is that emotions are just energy in motion, or teachings of Michael Singer, which is that these are just some samskaras that are passing through the heart. Remembering that energy is always arising to pass away, something I learned in Vipassana. But specifically what most human beings do is like when that energy is clearing out of the body, when it gets to the heart space, it feels very uncomfortable naturally because it can feel constricting to the chest when a heavier emotion is passing through. So what I do is I just remember, oh, this is just an energy that's passing through. This is just an emotion. It doesn't mean anything. I'm not going to let it sponsor thoughts, right? Just bring myself to conscious awareness, and I breathe into it. I just keep breathing, and I'll say an affirmation to myself in my mind, like, it's safe for me to let go of this. It's safe for this to pass through my body and release. I'm going to be okay. I'm clearing space. And that self-talk also goes a long way to bringing love, bringing self-compassion to your situation, to your body. Again, asking the body what it needs, asking the heart what it needs, asking what, if anything, can I do to relax my body, release any tension in the body, and regulate my nervous system. A regulated nervous system is such a magnet, such a vacuum for your desires, because a regulated nervous system doesn't perpetuate that needy, graspy energy on your desires. A relaxed body, a relaxed nervous system is surrendered. It knows its power. It feels safe to relax. It feels safe to receive. And this takes time. This takes time. It's a journey to regulate the nervous system, to release tension from the body. And of course, we're always going to go through different things in life and our bodies will get triggered. But remember this. Remember perhaps some of the tools that I've just mentioned, or remember that if you find yourself feeling tense, maybe you're even just at work and you're noticing that your shoulders are feeling a bit tense, take a moment to just excuse yourself if you're not in a private space and breathe into your body, imagining sending the power of your breath to those places, and let yourself be free. It sounds very simple, but it's very, very powerful. And I hope that this episode brought some awareness to you, because it just really is the way. Like, what I have to say is that the more and more that I drop into my body, the more and more that I decide to listen to my body, the more and more I'm able to manifest faster. And of course, time doesn't exist and everything arrives in divine time, but I feel like for myself personally, I've been really integrating this over the last year as I've been traveling. Of course, there's been naturally a lot of things that have triggered my nervous system, my body in ways, being in different environments all the time. I have found that when I've brought myself back to regulation, I practice this over and over and over again. It's a repatterning, it's a reprogramming that you have to go through. But when you get to that place of trusting and knowing that your desires are coming and it's easy, they just flow in. And it's better than you could ever imagine. Nature abhors a vacuum. Create spaciousness, create relaxation in your body, in your being, and just watch the miracles unfold. Anyways, I love you so much, and I will talk to you again soon. If you like this episode, please share it on social media. Be sure to tag me, and I'll repost. Sending you all a big hug.